And good morning, everyone. Welcome into a brand new edition of Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. So happy you are with us. I'm Steve Cashel, joined by my usual co-host, Dr. Brian Cole. He is the head team physician for the Chicago Bulls, one of the team physicians with the Chicago White Sox, sports medicine specialist, orthopedic surgeon from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. Our website is sportsmedicineweekly.com. And our producer from The Score is Shane Reardon. Dr. Cole, how are you on this Saturday?
Steve, I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
Good. Hey, Dr. Cole, I want to get into the pandemic situation, something that no one wanted, still don't want. It's a horrible thing in our country and our world, but I'm trying to gain some sort of silver lining from this. And it seems like, boy, I want to ask you what the medical world has learned and how much better we may be the next time around because of this pandemic that has hit us.
Well, I think there's several areas, Steve. I think the one is just overall preparedness and having the proper equipment to satisfy the demands of this. That's the first thing. The second thing is understanding how to respond to it in terms of in the medical setting. We have this enormous learning curve now that helps us understand who the people are that have to be admitted, once they're admitted, how they get managed in the medical general medicine unit, and if they worsen, who those are, their profiles, if they have to get to the ICU setting, and then finally, in the worst case scenario, if they ever have to have oxygen assistance with a ventilator. And then the other issue is even more germane is how do we protect ourselves? And I think it's very clear that we now have an abundance of literature that shows the efficacy or the importance of physical distancing, wearing a mask, and hygiene. I mean, we know that these viruses are transmitted by respiratory methods. We've learned that initially there was this huge concern about contact surface and so forth. While that may be a mode of transmission, it is very clear that the biggest reductions have been by physical distancing, 6 feet or more, and wearing all parties in contact with one another or near one another wearing a mask. That has had a profound reduction in the transmission and the incidence of people becoming positive with the virus.
And Dr. Cole, how has your practice changed? Have you learned a lot at Midwest Orthopedics at Rush or in your surgery centers? I know some things, some protocols have changed, but this has really been kind of new for everyone, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had to, you know, the same things that I just talked about, we have to also offer in a setting, in a healthcare setting that keeps everyone safe, the patients, the staff, the physicians. So we've had to modify a number of our procedures in order to do that. So that means we've extended our hours, we've reduced the waiting room capacity. We are spreading people out. Everyone's getting their temperature checked because that's one sign that can help signify the possibility of being sick and capable of transmitting the disease. We are doing physical distancing whenever possible, but that's not always possible in a one-on-one situation with a patient. But because we're all wearing masks and we're practicing proper hygiene, we feel very comfortable in the healthcare setting. Similarly, in surgery, all of our patients are being tested for COVID. Everyone within 72 hours is getting a test, and in even some cases getting them the same day with the results the same day. Even though that's not a foolproof method, when you add it all up, that seems to be particularly useful in reducing the risk for everyone involved.